Do you ever have one of those days, Anna, when you feel like you just want someone to like stroke your hair and say it'll be okay?
Yeah, just to lie in bed and someone to cuddle you and tell you it's all going to work out in the end. Yes, I think today's one of them.
Well, I don't think that is possibly the line from the classic Billy Ocean song that you were thinking when you clicked on the title of this episode. But yes, when the going gets tough is the subject that we are on. Do you know the next line of that song?
The tough get going.
Yes. There we go. Apparently it was a very inspirational song. It wasn't meant to be about doing a runner.
Oh, wasn't it?
No.
I only remember one of the boy band covers of it. Do you remember?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh. Right, well, we've come to a coffee shop. We've come to a neutral territory.
Yeah. Have you just got a warm milk?
Warm milk? No, it's not warm milk.
Oh, I thought that's what she said. Here's a warm milk.
No. Thank you.
There you go.
Cheers.
Right. Well, whilst there's horns beeping outside, and we've got a quiet corner of a coffee shop, and our coffees are here, we'll have a quick sip of them, and we'll explain what on earth is going on after the ukuleles. Vegan biscuit here though, but it's two sins, you know, you think, oh,
two sins for that little bad boy.
I don't know if I want it. Know if I want it. Anyway, welcome to the Slimming World podcast. I'm Claire. She is
Anna.
Thanks for letting us know your name. Yeah. I'm glad you remember your name today.
You know, some
days it's like that. I feel like that.
It's one of those days, one of those weeks where it's just like everything's a kerfuddle.
Good word.
Do you know when you're just like, it's just not right, it's all a bit boggy and messy and
yeah.
So perhaps you clicked on this episode, maybe you listen in order and you've stumbled upon this, but perhaps you clicked on this episode because you thought, oh, that title sounds interesting. Well, we would normally do a listener's questions episode here, but actually we decided to swap it out because it has been just such a tough, like, few weeks. And in the, you know, the policy of being honest with you, we thought we need to be honest with where we're at, and we cannot always be the coming in with inspirational, motivational moments. Because if honest, I went to group last week and I cried my eyes out.
Oh, Claire.
You know, like, and I'm sure that, you know, Most weeks there's always someone who's feeling a bit teary, but
there's always someone who's upset, a little bit sad, frustrated. Like, that's life, isn't it?
I think that's just the kind of the situation of actually what we're doing, what we're tackling here is so difficult. I was so close last week to just saying, do you know what, jack it in, I just walk away. I mean, to kind of recap my personal situation, is that I hit target a few months ago. I kind of bobbed out of target, I went back into target, and then I bobbed out of target.
You've been doing a target dance.
I've been doing a target dance. And from what I know, actually, hearing from some people who are about to go into target or have come, you know, got to target, that this isn't anything kind of new. It's hard finding your groove, maintaining your target range.
Yes, it is.
And I totally hear all that, but the reality of living it is so much more difficult. Like, I mean, I've just been so frustrated with myself, with the process. I've rebelled, I've got angry, I've got upset. And I just got to the point last week where I was due to go to weigh-in, and I just thought, I can't go. And I messaged a friend, and she said, no, we're here, come.
Oh,
just come,
friend.
And we'll be your support.
Wow,
and
that's what you need.
And it was really nice to just be in the group and be honest with people and say, you know that I just got voted Woman of the Year in my group. I know that I hit target a few months ago, but I can't be that person right now. I don't feel that person.
But that's the pressure you're putting on yourself to be that person, when actually what they love about you is your illness. And they love the fact that actually you're being human. I often think weight loss would be really easy if we didn't have to do it alongside our lives. Yeah. So if we could take 6 months off life, stress, worry, everything, go in, get sorted, lose weight, come back out. But the reality of it is, sometimes life is really hard, and that impacts your weight loss, and it impacts your ability to stay focused with it. And I think it's really important that you speak out, and you don't expect to be, like we said in the perfection episode, it's taking that perfectionist away from you, Claire. And actually, it's okay to struggle. It's okay for it to get hard. It's okay to lose your mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what was really interesting when I shared in image therapy? Because I weighed in and had actually maintained.
There you go.
I was like, I'll take that.
Yeah.
And I shared my thing, and then other people in the group started saying, oh, actually, I feel a bit like that. I feel a bit like that. Oh, that's how I felt a couple of months ago. And I said to them, sometimes I feel the pressure of doing the podcast and like saying, oh, yes, I've done this amazing story and I've reached my target and you can too. And they just said to me, you need to tell your podcast listeners what you're going through. You need to be honest, because that's what people want to hear.
Because no one who's listening to us thinks that of you and feels that we need to be perfect. That's you, your inner voice, Claire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think a thing to say is, you never regret the groups you go to, you always regret the ones you miss. And if you hadn't have gone last week, you in your head you thought it was a game, you would have then snowballed. Actually, what you did that was really clever was you got the help, you asked for the help, you got it. And actually that's what allows you to be free. It's when we kind of, I see a lot of members just buckle down and go into a hole and don't get ask for help or ask for support. So I think you did something very brave last week, which was clever, because then you can make a route out of it. You know, it's also about aligning our expectation of weight loss and weight maintenance. Do we expect the moment we hit target or the moment we lose the weight for it to get easy? Because it ain't ever going to be easy. It gets easier, but I think a lot of us think because we lost the weight we're fixed. It's knowing this is going to be the thing you've got to keep chipping away at, babe. It really is. But also give yourself some time and ability to say, do you know what, my world has been really crazy lately, and actually it's okay for me to be where I am. You're not good at that, are you?
No, I think I just kind of hit a wall where I was frustrated and I was like, can this be over now? Yeah. Like, when does this end?
It doesn't.
But it's thinking about it a different way. It doesn't end. This is what I do, so there's going to be good bits and there's going to be bad bits. It's like with your job. You're not always brilliant at your job. But you can't be. It's like as a parent, I'm not always good at being a mum. It's like as a wife, I mess up. As a friend, but you don't quit on that. But you quit on yourself because you're like, I just want this to be over because it's easier if it's over. It's easier if I don't have to think about this. It's easier if I don't have to go through the motion. It's easier if I don't have to plan. Well, actually, what's your alternative? Where would you be if you quit?
Yeah.
6 stone heavier.
It's been that this last week has been really quite tough, but also I think the relief, I think
it's been coming,
that good cry, and actually voicing out to like people in my group what I was really feeling, just kind of, I think it released something in me. I think I kind of, you know, I was talking a few weeks ago about facing the shame and like staring it down and like not denying it. Like if you're burying it and you're denying it, then the emotions just kind of like build up, don't they?
So to explode.
I think I kind of felt, well, right, you've hit rock bottom, you were going to quit, but you didn't.
Well done.
So, like, now what do you do?
Your group would have let you quit. I'm
not round here, though. I bet you someone any moment now will walk in and they'll be from the Slimming World group. Yeah. It's that kind of place.
Yeah.
Everybody knows you, they know where you live, they're going to haunt you. You're going to go to the chippy and you'll bump into them. Which I did the other week. I bumped into someone from there. So I was like, what are you getting? Well, no, they're looking at me like, what's she getting? Yeah.
But it's that realisation that you're not on your own, because I think you felt quite alone in this and that everyone else can do it, but I can't. Well, actually, look how far you've come. Yeah. You haven't given yourself enough time to celebrate your achievement. You're just looking at, I've failed because I've come out of target. No, you haven't.
Yeah.
And it's realising that. It really, really is. And also, stripping down, what have you done that's up making you upset? Is it the loss of control? Is it the number? Is it the fact your jeans don't fit? Because your jeans still do fit. Like, what is it? Or is it just the place that you're putting all the pressure in your life? Because what we're really good at doing as human beings is transferring our emotions. And actually, it's something to watch with your weight and your eating, because that's a learned behaviour. You've learned this is how you deal with your emotion. Put it onto the food. Put it onto the weight. And it's actually, like Margaret always says, getting intrigued, getting fascinated and not beating yourself up. But also knowing you can change this if you want to. You don't have to feel the way you felt last week. And I reckon, you know that old saying, a problem shared is a problem halved? Like actually just voicing it takes the pressure off, doesn't it? So, you know, anyone out there that's feeling the pressure that you felt, feeling the pressure I felt. I remember as a new consultant, I felt I had to be the oracle. I thought I had to be slim. I thought I never had to buckle. And then one of my members said, I love you because you're real. I love you because you struggle. You inspire me because you come through it. And it's remembering this isn't about perfect. This is about commitment to yourself. She was mid-mouthful then. She was like, you finished too quick, Emma.
No, I was thinking back last year when you were criticising me for always responding to your thing, saying, I was just licking a bit of chocolate sprinkles off my lips. No, I totally... I hear what you're saying. And I suppose there's also... When I got to that point last week, I thought, the journey isn't finished. There's still more to learn here.
Very good
point. So now, like, it was almost like, there's a missing couple of tools from my toolbox.
Yeah.
That's a cheesy way.
A key to anyone that's struggling whose target is reassessing it. Did you get to target and truly follow Slim for Life? Did you get to target and go, hang on, I know what I'm doing. Do I have to follow the plan? And I'm not saying this of you or anyone in particular, but it's knowing actually if this is hard, there'll be a reason and you just need to go back and work out what that reason is. Have I tried to be too restrictive because I know I'm weighing in this week and I want to get a weight loss? Have I been too free and let myself come too far away from food optimizing? And also know that every meal is an opportunity to regain some sort of control. It's really key.
Well, I sat down last night
with your journal
with my journal and I wrote down five things that I kind of thought felt I learned if I was in this situation
again.
Or if someone else was in the situation, what would my top five places to start be?
Yeah.
And like, I mean, have you done the same?
I've got some in my head.
Okay. Right, okay. Well, should I just kind of like rattle through mine,
because
I'm intrigued to know what you would say as the consultant. You know, this is just my experience. So I've put, when the going gets tough, number one, get excited by at least one meal this week. The reason I say that is, you know, when we interviewed Nicola and Chris, their passion for the plan, if you haven't listened to that, the episode's called Bye Bye Takeaway. It was a few weeks ago. Their passion for what the meals they ate, and I just sat there and thought, I actually don't know the last time that I got really that excited about food.
But they both, like, the way they described it was so excited, wasn't it? I got off that when we spoke to them, and I went and made a curry from scratch. Like, they made me that enthusiastic. I chopped the vegetables. But it's getting that fire in your belly and going, I've got this for tea tonight, not like, I want a pizza and I can't have it.
Exactly. Yeah. So I, you know, armed with some suggestions from my group, I went and made some peas pudding pies.
Nice.
They're just grab and go. I made some baked oat muffins that I grab and go, because they're nice things to when you're working from home that you just want to, you know, go
things
get.
You can pick up.
And we did like blitz some veg, like carrots and potatoes, to that kind of make a cheesy sauce with some meatballs, which is similar to what they were saying. So yeah, just getting excited about at least one meal. Two, stay to group and be honest, ask for help. I guess like the first time or two I did Slimming World, I didn't really understand the benefits of image therapy. I was just in my head, in my bubble, weighing in on the number on my scales and doing what I was doing, thinking it was fine, but kind of in a bit of denial, because actually I kind of learned and grew so much as a person. And also you're paying to be a part of that community and have access to that,
and
really.
Like, you needed it last week. Get that support, and you need it, but also be that supporter when someone else needs it. And also understand, I think it's very powerful to understand there are people who have been there, there are people who are going through it, and there's people who are yet to experience it. So you've got the whole circle of your feelings kind of mirrored to you. I think image therapy is key, especially when you're struggling, because that's when you need that armoury, isn't it?
Number three, focus on the good habits you've developed, not just every pound on the scale. I mean, you say this a lot to me, don't you? But I went to a different gym class the other day, and it was one with ladies, and it was
the way you just said it was like ladies. Like, normally she doesn't go anywhere with humans. That's what I
know. No, normally they're a gentleman.
Oh, okay.
No, I normally go to mixed classes, and I've struggled recently because I know I'm kind of at the bottom of the rank in some of those classes,
and that's
fine. But I went to another class where it was ladies, and it was a bit of a dialed down version, just to have a change and give myself a break. And actually, I was like up there lifting the heaviest weights in the class, and I thought, well, you have made more progress than you think, because a year ago you were where these people were, and look at that. So I kind of jotted that down. I went to a popular high street low cost clothing store.
Okay.
A rather big brand.
With a paper bag.
With
yeah.
paper bags.
Yeah.
And I bought some new pyjamas. I thought of you. I bought not one pair, not two pairs, but three pairs of pyjamas. Anna once admitted she has...
Well, I did.
She's now got 27.
Yeah, no, I just had another cull. I've probably only got a 15. I had over 70, if not 80, maybe 90. I could have been lying.
She says it's like it's convenient. Anyway, now I have four pairs of pyjamas, right?
You had one before. But, oh, my God.
Well, yeah, but you kind of have T-shirts, old T-shirts and jogging bottoms. Yeah. They're not nice things.
No.
I realised that one of my favourite points of the day is getting home. Sorry, boys, but taking your bra off.
Oh, my God.
It's a beautiful moment. And putting your pyjamas on. I mean, maybe I'm old, but I just love that moment.
I've been doing that since I was 15. I won't be wearing clothes in my house. It's athleisure wear or pyjamas. Yeah.
Anyway, I feel like I digress. But I wasn't sure what size to buy.
Ah, yes.
Right? And I didn't have time to try them.
They're a bit funny on sizes, that.
Right? But they're kind of lumped into small, medium, large,
whatever continues. Yeah.
So I kind of thought, I guess I'm about a medium, but there was one that I really liked the feel of. You know, like when you get nice strokey pyjamas, like, but it was only in a small. And I thought, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Got home.
Because that's the size you mark, Claire.
First one I want to put on, small fits.
Yes.
I'm like, I am a small pyjama wearer.
Well, I mean, that you've won. It's like winning the lottery, a small pyjama wearer. Do you know what I mean? It's like, but it's those things, Claire, and it's those things that I think you have lost sight of, actually, because you and many of the people listening are always beating yourself up for not being quite where you want to be, forgetting the fact that, hang on, you go to the gym, you've tipped up. Like, that's winning, let alone being able to lift a weight. You've put your trainers on. Like, you need to be able to assess your success in other ways, and a small pyjama is a great way of assessing.
A small single pyjama.
just one pyjama. Just one leg.
One part. Is it pyjamas because it's two parts?
Oh, I don't know. No, because it's a pyjama bottom and pyjama top. Yeah, so it must be pyjamas.
Okay. There you go. Grammar police will call us any moment now. They'll bust through that
don't
door right there.
Dyslexic.
No, I was questioning it too.
No, saying them. Yeah.
Number four, my writing is so bad. Let go of shame. Voice it, cry out, stare it, don't deny it. I think possibly I'd kind of been like not really wanting to face some of the creeping old behaviours and how I'd wasn't always weighing and measuring everything. And I was kind of, I'd start a food diary for about 2 days and then tail off. The weekend would come and it would just be like black hole, nothing on the food diary. I wouldn't know. I was just slipping into that kind of
world,
having whatever I wanted and not feeling great about that either. So then I was trapped in like the guilt cycle of need food, don't feel that great, need the comfort, oh, I've just eaten loads of food, that's not going to really help me feel more healthy, now I feel really guilty,
and then I feel worse, and
that cycle just kind of hit me full steam. I thought I'd tackled this.
Well, you had tackled it, but it's like your old friend. It always comes back. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But it comes back, but this time you catch it, this time you change it. Whereas before, that would have gone on for months, years, stones and stones. But it's been going on maybe a few weeks, a few months, and you've sorted it. You've captured it. So it's celebrating that.
Yeah.
It's that fear. It's that fear that knocks on the door and goes, you're going to go back to the person you were. You're going to put it all back on. And that's what paralyses you, is the fear of, oh my gosh, how easy is it that this could go? But it's not going to go because you put a support system in place.
Habits. Lifestyle habits. And number five, come back to your why or find a new one.
Yeah.
I think that's where I was like, I think maybe I need to find a new why. I've had a few whys throughout this five stone journey. And they've all changed, and it's just been different things. And I'm kind of thinking at the moment, I'm not sure what it is, but I'm open to accepting that I think I need to find a new one.
And it's also accepting that maybe there's not a big why, or maybe you're the big enough reason. Like, actually, I want to stay the person I've become. And it's that fear of, I've done this because I needed to be motivated, or had a motivator to do this. And when the motivation is just being, that's quite scary, isn't it? Actually, I'm motivated by the fact I want to stay in the life that I've created. I'm motivated by the fact that I want to be the new person I am. That's quite scary but empowering all at the same time, because you're used to fighting for a goal, achieving it and moving on to the next. And that is new territory for you.
I think also that I realised that some of my whys were a bit too, like, big.
Okay,
like, you
scary.
Know, basically because you don't want to get cardiovascular disease because it's in your family history. That's just so big.
And how stressful.
And how much
for you.
Pressure to yeah. put on yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
To like to be healthy so that I can go and have a family and have children in the next few years. That's a huge weight. So instead I'm kind of like, I think I need to find some kind of more smaller, kind of tangible
yeah.
ones.
Yeah.
Where's the fun in that? If like you basically, no, Claire, you can't
you
continue like this
young.
Because you're going to die and you're not going to be able to have children.
No.
And who, do you know what I mean? That's a terrifying why. And I understand if that's your why and that's cool and you can ride with that, good for you. I think I just realised, that's too much.
I think I'm very blessed in some ways because I've been so seriously ill. What it's done to me is take my want of living down to a very low standard. So I think when you've experienced periods of very bad health, or near death, just waking up and breathing is sometimes enough. Do you know what I mean? But I think what you've always sought for is the big goals, where actually if you could go, I've nailed that, I've nailed that, I've nailed that, and it's not so scary. Because when you have fear, what happens with fear? We run or we headbutt it straight away and then we feel like we've failed. So it's about saying, what would make Claire happy right now? What does maintaining your weight loss mean to you? Does it mean that actually you can go into said store and buy some more pyjamas? Does it mean that actually you can go for 3-hour walks and your thighs haven't been rubbing together? Like, think about those little things. I think that's really, really key.
Do you know, like, something came to my mind. So me and Matt were made aware of somebody who's a mutual friend,
aww,
but happens to be a Slimming World podcast listener.
Mm.
And we asked Mina to send us a message for our review 2020 episode last year. She was one of 5 people we contacted to say, share with us your wins of 2020. And we found out that this week Mina's passed. And, you know, it's hit Matt really quite hard. And we were just so sad because I remember Mina's story and that she had kind of been really healthy and then she just slipped away and then she got listened to the podcast of us sharing our stories and found us really honest and enjoyed listening to our passion and she sent us a message, you know, and communicated with us a few times saying about how she just started to kind of really change her outlook on life. And it was her and her sister that were getting back doing like eating healthy, and they would listen to all the podcasts. And I think what really struck me, and I went back and read some of those messages last night, and it was just like her happiness to just feel like she had found like an equilibrium that was happy, that was healthy. And she'd kind of even retrained. She was being like a holistic counsellor, and health had become the focus for her. And she was, you know, someone who had just come through so much. Yet when I read back what her review of 2020 was, it just kind of really hit me about there was a sense of inner peace
and that's,
about who she was.
Yeah.
And it's even more sad now that, you know, that she's not here anymore.
But how lovely she got that.
Totally.
That's real,
and that's, I think it kind of hit me about, what are we doing this for? You know, what, stop for a second. Because as you say, like, you count every day that you're here like a super
totally,
blessing because
yeah.
of what you've been through.
Yeah.
Too many, I admit that too many of us are blasé and just think we're going to go on forever and be invincible. If we're honest.
But until you experience that, you have no understanding of how quick it can be taken away.
Yeah.
And until I got sick, I had no experience of that. And I'm saying I'm blessed because I've got that, because I stopped taking the things for granted, but also stopped sweating the little bits. Because it's that stuff, isn't it? It's the minutiae that gets under our skin, and it's our minutiae that undoes our happiness. So if you think about the little things getting in your brain that are making you sad, get them out.
It's just not worth it.
No.
It's what, when I read that message,
yeah.
I thought it's just not worth it.
No.
And also, like, the message of around gratitude, I think, really
yeah.
resonated from her,
yeah.
and how thankful she was to kind of have found a new direction and be happy. And you know what? I'm grateful that I can wear my size small pajamas and cuddle up on the sofa and watch Married at First Sight or whatever other TV show may be currently available. Do you know what? And that's what makes me happy. And
yeah.
I'm okay. It's all right if I didn't go and win a podcast award that day and, you know, sign a new £1 million contract at work and lift the heaviest weights that I've done.
They're not important.
No.
No.
because actually it's realizing, and this is where it's really important to capture about your way, actually, what am I doing that's going to make me a happier version of myself? And actually, if destroying yourself over the number on the scales, or the fact that you haven't chopped your veg, or the fact that you're 3 pounds over target isn't fulfilling your happiness, then we need to realign it. And I think that's where sometimes we get a little bit stuck, as we say, well, if I don't do this, I'm a failure, and if I do this, and I'm a success, and we're very black and white. And it's about going, actually, life is lived in the grey. Well, my life is. And actually just being, and just being present, is sometimes all you can muster. So I feel.
Yeah. You know, like about the gratitude thing. So yes. I've actually got a new journal at the moment. I'm trialing a new journal.
Love it.
I've got my usual one where I draw, do like my maps and whatever else. But this one, I've got like the 6 minute journal. So you do like three minutes in the morning, 3 minutes in the evening. And at the top, it actually, rather than just having a linear to-do list of what you've got to do that day, it also encourages you to say, put two things that you're looking forward to help you relax.
Yes,
it's
I
also got,
that.
What are you looking forward to today? What are you grateful for? And actually, the hardest bit of that for me, I found, is writing the sentences I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
And I realised how I'm always very focused on the, but that's not an achievement, that's not progress, that's not going to get towards my goal. And actually,
just
finding that happiness. And I think maybe there are many people who are in this situation, listen to this podcast, where I'm looking forward to my tea tonight. Mm. You know what? I want to write that more.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow morning's breakfast. Your passion for food. I mean, if we basically bottled up you and Nicola's passion for cooking and food optimizing, oh my God, it would sell off the shelf for like tenner a jar.
Did you see what the difference is in that? Is there's no pressure attached to that. That's just finding pure enjoyment. We're not enjoying it because of the outcome, we're doing it because of what it gives us at
that
moment.
So true.
Yeah, and I think we're sometimes too focused on the outcome to realise what's happening in the very that moment, and it's staying focused in the moment. I remember when I had my first nervous breakdown, that was something that one of my counsellors taught me, is staying here in the present, knocking out what's about to come, knocking out what's been, just focusing on here.
Yeah.
And that allows your mind to switch down a little bit.
Totally.
Yeah, and maybe in a world where our jobs are fast, personal lives are fast, everything, and sometimes you just need to go, do you know what? How beautiful is this? Do you know what I mean? I'm sat in a lovely cafe with you, having a gorgeous drink, having a lovely chat. Wow, don't worry about the fact that I might be 3 pounds heavier than I want to be. Do you know what I mean? Whereas sometimes I think a lot of us let it rule us, and I'm all for getting rid of it.
Yeah. Shall I share a little win with you this week? Like, I've been working away, beavering away at this for a long time, okay? So, you know, like, a few years ago, I knocked drinking on the head.
I hadn't noticed.
And I was like, okay, this is cool to not do something, but I also want to build up a decent streak of to do something every day, right? So I committed to, for me, it was Headspace, but there are lots of different meditation apps.
Yeah.
I committed to, you know, meditate every day
with
no kind of goal. I just wanted to get 30 days maybe, then maybe 60, then 90, then I did 365. Well, this week, I went own to the 1,000s.
Wow.
I know.
How incredible. And, so you meditated 1,000 days straight.
Sometimes I'll meditate now 2 or 3 times a day, but it's all a part of me training to be much more in the present, exactly what you're saying, rather than worrying about the outcome, the future. If I do this, then I need this to happen. Or carrying all the baggage of the past, actually right now, as you say, stripping it down to, okay, I'm breathing, okay, I can breathe through my nose, I can breathe through my mouth,
I've got 10 fingers,
I've got nice clothes on, I've got food to buy this coffee. Jesus, sometimes I'd be like getting the pennies out the back of the sofa just to afford a coffee. But you know, it's remembering
how far you've come. Like, I think what a lot of people are not good at doing is assessing, actually, I had the courage to walk through a group door, or courage to start food optimizing, I had the courage to lose 0.5 stone, now I'm 5 stone down, now I've done this. We're just like, yeah, but I'm not there yet, I should be better.
I'll be happy when.
No, happiness is right now. I just lost a friend very young, 29 years old, just died of breast cancer.
Wow.
And her life was not what she ever dreamed it was going to be in the end, but right up until the last breath she took, she focused on the fact that she had a breath to take, and actually I'm here right now and I've got to enjoy this. And it's also knowing that life doesn't go to plan. I didn't plan my life to be how it's ended up, but actually I'm really grateful for the life I've got. Yeah, I've made some mistakes along the way, I've put some weight on, but I've also lost it. So it's just being kinder, Claire, I think, to yourself. And until the day I die, that's going to be my mission with you. Going to make Claire be kind to herself. Because another thing, and a tip I would give anyone, is when you're thinking about yourself and you're looking at yourself, think about how you would address yourself if you were your friend.
Yeah, and that's why I wrote those five tips down. Yeah. I thought, what would I say in group to somebody else who was in this situation? Yeah. I need to capture this now.
Yeah, so, you know, my tips would always revolve around looking at the self-speak, because when you are struggling, you need to catch the self-speak that you're doing. Are you being negative? Also, watch the little things, because you know he's saying about the healthy extras, it's watching the little habits. So I meet a lot of people that start to struggle because of what they do on weigh day. So actually, when they're very successful in their weight loss journey, they food optimize 7 days, then they start to food optimize 5, then 4, and then at best a day. But also really looking at the why, but not the why that motivates you, but the why in why are you doing this to yourself? As in, if this is painful, stop it. Do you see, if you're not getting joy out of something, I remove it out of my life. So actually, if this is becoming really hard and really difficult, you either need to change it or move on from it. And sometimes it's recognizing that the way that we food optimize isn't the way it was intended. Is that fair to say? Like, there's nothing in the food optimizing book that says you can only eat fruit and vegetables that are speed food. You can only eat protein, and you should only have your sins if you are desperate for them. You see, so I think it's knowing about
what we kind of like add these extra rules as a way to kind of put more pressure on us, because we want to hurry up or speed through it, and then
we just want it done. But also realizing, are you truly acknowledging that this is going to be a process of a lifestyle change, or are you waiting for it to end? Because the people I know, and this was me, who wanted it to be finished so they could go back to doing what they did before, other people like me that put all the weight back on, because actually I wasn't ready to carry this on long term. I wanted a short, sharp fix. Do you know what I mean? So I would always say to anyone that's struggling, if it doesn't work how you're doing it now, strip it right back. Strip it right back and find the love. Find the love for the small things. So is it the fact that you love making soup? Is it the fact that you love being on the social team? Find that love, because it sounded to me like you'd fallen a little bit out of love with it. I know I have. It really, I think losing weight and keeping it off is one of the hardest relationships I've ever been in. Yeah, if not the hardest. Because it's with yourself.
And I suppose sometimes you don't want to go to group, because then there are people who are doing really well around you and you're like, oh, I remember
that.
That
will be you in a few weeks.
Well, but maybe it won't. You know, I'm not that much out of target.
No, but it's knowing. Don't rate yourself on the people around you, because you don't know where they come from or where they're going to.
Yes.
Actually, look at them as a source of inspiration. Actually, Susan's really enjoying this. What's she doing? Not the fact that Susan's doing really well and really enjoying this and I'm not. Actually, Susan, give me some tips. What do you do with broccoli? Do you know what I mean? Whereas I think...
That would not be my first question.
No, you know, I watch people in group say like, oh, she's doing so well, or, you know, everyone else is doing so well. But actually, use them as a source of inspiration and support. Why are they doing it? Why are they being more successful or enjoying it more than you are? Because they're doing something different. Is their mindset different? Are they approaching it in a different way? Not in the competitive way of, I'm rubbish, they're brilliant. Because I think that's what, if you are in a bad headspace, group potentially can bring out in you is, oh my God, I'm a failure. No, you're not a failure in that room. And knowing the place that you're in right now is not the place you'll be in forever.
Yeah.
So 5 stone ago, you might never have dreamed you'd walk into a high street shop and buy a small pyjama.
No.
So it's remembering how...
Pyjamas.
Pyjama. No, it's going to be pyjamas.
It was two parts. It was two part, not one part.
Do you see what I mean? Like, actually, recognising your state of mind, you have control over.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
exactly.
I hope that's helped.
I mean, woof. That tapped into a bit of everything, that, didn't it? I mean, gosh.
Didn't it?
We had wins, we had joy, we had celebration, we had grief, we had bereavements. I mean, but that's life, isn't it? And actually, you can't stop those things in life. All you can do is just keep learning and keep building the tools in your toolbox. I mean, I can't stop things going wrong in my life. That's testing me. If anything, the last few months has kind of shown me that, oh, okay, if there is, like, I don't know, some tough emotional stuff, maybe I'm not quite there in fully knowing how to deal with that yet.
Yes, and actually that's okay.
Yeah.
Don't think you're fixed, because I always think about life as being so fluid and moving, and I think where we struggle is we think, right, lost the weight, boxed it off, sorted it out, got a new habit. Actually, it's knowing that sometimes you'll deal with that emotion with food or anger or whatever, but however you deal with it, that's okay. I think where we struggle is when we get scared that an old habit has come back. And I think that's where you've been the last few weeks. You think, oh my God, it's starting to descend. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. No, it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually okay. And this will make you a better person and make you keep your weight off even better because you're learning from it.
See, I would say if anyone's listening and they are in, you know, my shoes and they are kind of have just been struggling, just grab your journal now and write what five things would you tell a friend to do, right? Just write that and share them with us. Tag us, you know, send it on email if you don't want to share it publicly, or tag it on Instagram. Just grab some post-it notes or whatever you need. What five things would you tell a friend to do at group in this situation? I'd be really, really intrigued to know what other people's tips. If anything, I'll just pilfer it for me. I'll pilfer your advice. You can help me. Help Claire. Hashtag help Claire. No, I'm joking.
Help Claire. Set up a fund.
That's so vain. What are your five tips? Have you already said them? Or like,
I have said most of them.
You have said, okay, fly by.
The other one I would say is get back to basics, get back to the book. If you are a food optimizer who's not hit target, get back to the food optimizing book. If you're a target member, go back to Slim for Life. Did you ever read Slim for Life? Have you followed Slim for Life? Also, get to group. Now, a lot of people don't absorb or ask for help. Now, as a consultant, I have some key things I will look for that know that you're struggling and will show me that. But if you don't talk to me, I don't know. And if I don't know, I can't help, and group can't help. So don't think your consultant has a crystal ball. And also don't think we're ever going to judge you, because the thing is about us consultants, we've walked that walk, we've got the badge. We get it, we understand it, but we've also probably got the wisdom to know how to help you get through it. And the one that you said is the one that I will always go back to. Find the excitement, find the enjoyment. This isn't meant to be torture. You are not paying to be berated and tortured.
Yeah.
You know, and enjoy that food. I get so excited about food, so excited, because actually it's something that keeps me going if I get excited by it. So, yeah.
Well, I shared a picture of my peas pudding pies. I mean, it was just like peas pudding with a bit of egg replaced. I mean, guess you can use egg, can't you? And then, like, put it in a little muffin tray and poked it into, like, looked like little kind of mini pie shape. Poked it down, you know, around the edge of the muffin bit. And then filled it with different ingredients.
Like
and that was it. And then put it in the oven. Like, there's no crazy
just be
jazz
mindful
to it.
With the peas pudding, guys, if anyone's listening, to make a pie, as long as it's part of a meal, you're going to be free.
Okay.
But if you're playing around with it, having it as snacks or anything like that, you may be tweaking food optimizing. So just check out the tweaks on the website.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Just a public service announcement.
Thank
on,
no,
peas
no, no,
pudding
no. That, that's, but it's also good for me to know, because, I mean, I used it as a couple of little pies. I love air fried chips, mushy peas, and a pie, and then add some gravy. Do you know what I mean?
And
on the nights recently where I really want to go to the chippy, and I'm like, that's fine, you can do it, but you've kind of overrun your sins, so how else can you do this? And I found a little way that I get that hit. We had like kind of a fake away kebab and sweet potato fries the other night. Do you know what I mean? Like, and we had like a bit of cocoa powder and orange, freshly squeezed orange, like a choco orange porridge for breakfast.
I mean, see, look, her face is lighting up. Those things, Claire. Get your sparkle back.
Yeah. Well, we hope that this has been help to some of you who may be feeling quite similar, or kind of prepping yourself if everything's been quite rosy recently and you're kind of thinking, oh, will this continue? How will I handle if I have a gain? That kind of stuff.
Do you remember when I'm stuck? One of the thing was prepare for the wobbles.
Episode 81.
Okay. Prepare for the wobbles. Where we sometimes get stuck is we think it's going to be a straight route of perfection. Actually, no, you are liable to have a wobble. That's normal. That's cool.
So if you wish to listen back to this episode, save it, download it, put it in your back pocket. Yeah. Right, we'll be back next Monday with another episode. Hope you stay dry, hope you stay warm. And
I was not made for the rain, I melt.
I really don't, I mean, I'm glad that I brought an umbrella for us to leave.
Yeah,
Right.
She didn't bring a coat, but she brought an umbrella.
I did, yeah, I know. I'm hardcore. I'm northern now. Right. Have a great week.
Bye for now.
Bye.